Left off yesterday trying to wrap our hands around this tremendous Chiddush of Tosfos, this major breakthrough in our sugya, which Tosfos was forced to come up with to answer in a swarm of different questions. And basically Tosfos' breakthrough was that Eina Nasa Yochel Asa Elu Machsh Yisra Atzvi Yochel Ech L'Sham, that something that became Nasa, something that became Asa because of a bli into it, so even though it's Asar, you can't eat it, but in terms of the degree of distance, the amount of distance that this Davar HaNeser is going to be able to travel, it's greatly limited. It can only go just as far as the original Davar also was able to go. Okay, great. So Tosfos is giving you this statement in metaphysics halacha, whatever you want to call it, like wonderful Gaval from a Kabbal. The problem is, it's Pilei Plyim, because it seems to fly in the face of the very Yisod, Chetich Nasas Devela. And Tosfos is saying this Yisod within Rabbeinu Tam. According to Ben Raphaim, all the questions that Tosfos rattled off yesterday, when Malicha and Fleas and Klipas, Alakashas, from beginning to end, were not really problems according to Ben Raphaim in the first place. The whole Shia yesterday was Bedas Rabbein Tam. Fiafa Pichain, Tosfos is putting the brakes on Chetichat Nasas Devela. As we began to develop the Yisod yesterday, at the end of the Shia, that Tosfos is saying something which at first glance is incomprehensible. The Chetichat Nasas Devela affects volume, but doesn't affect distance. Again, Pilei Plyim, Sisrei Torah, we're not quite sure what to do with this Tosfos. But again, but we appreciate why Tosfos said it, because Tosfos had some very, very serious questions that they had to deal with. But then, at the end of the Shia yesterday, we went one step further and we said, the Tosfos didn't just come up with this razzle-dazzle Shtikl Torah just to solve the questions that they presented, because they were bothered with eating meat, that they bothered with the salt thing, they bothered with the klipas, all the maisach from yesterday. But there was a gemara that Tosfos was holding on to for dear life, and that was that one line tucked away in Dafkuf Chesem Abeis. As we said yesterday, Tosfos read every single line, every single word. It was medayik, like in Rabbi Akiva in his day, used to be medayik till tilum shalochas from the Kutza shall every tag on the letter, he would develop mountains and mountains of halacha. So the Balei Tosfos are mechadish dinim deraisach, mamish chedushi, chedush chedushi, based on a nuance, on a kasha, on a line, on a question, a word of the Gemara. So that one line tucked away in Daf Kuf Ches and Beis that was analyzing a sheet of that. We didn't even paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The whole thing was shalik halacha. But Baruch Hashem for that braisa, because it's based on that kasha, the Gemara, and the braisa. In the end, Rabbi Yehuda didn't even say it. In the end, Rabbi even said it. But from the fact that the Halakha Maroim posed that question, what were the magic words? Let's say it all together. Elaim alo niyav lo kisa klal. What are the five words? Mev lo bala mev lo pala. So you had a bliya of cholav into the chaticha, but the cholav ain't going anywhere. There is no plate and nothing's happening, and therefore it is impossible to asa the other chatichas. So when Rabbi Huda said all the chatichas become asar, it is impossible that Rabbi Huda was referring to a case b'li near v'kisa, because once again, mevla molav b'meflot l'polav. So let's just analyze, let's go back before we try to understand conceptually what Tosfos is driving at. Let's go back to that gemara, because at the end of the day, it's that gemara that's really the engine driving this entire sugya. No, as I said yesterday, all the other kashas were interesting kashas. You know, how come we're eating meat? Okay, shkach, maybe we're all eating trace of meat. Okay, fine. What about the klipas? I don't know. No one really understands klipas anyway. But this line of the Gemara, you can't ignore. You got to live with this Gemara. You got to decide what to do with this Gemara. So let's see if we can understand exactly what the Gemara did, or perhaps, according to some Mishnah, did not say. So the Gemara was discussing, here we got a pot. Okay, now, let's not forget, according to the Ri's interpretation of this pot, where is this critical chaticha? Where is it? It's really outside the gamre, because if it would be partially in submerged in the gravy, so then that's just considered to be in the pot, right? So we really have two critical chatichas here. We have one chaticha that's half in and half out. Okay, this is, let's say, this is the gravy one, okay, whatever it is. You have one chaticha that's half in and half out, but that's not what we're talking about. We have something else, that's what? That's on top, all right? You know, we may color-code it just to make it a little bit easier for us to follow, okay? So So we have Chaticha B that's sitting over here. All right? And now we have, you know, last year when we learned Babakam, we need all oxes of the same color. Everything was the same color. This is just much more artistic this year. Okay, you can see one of my artistic abilities rival my mathematical abilities. They're just about the same. Okay? Yeah. Okay? Any art majors here in YU? Okay, you can draw some pictures for us. So everybody say, I have this tipas cholov, all right? Little drop of milk, wham, ends up over here. So the Gemara says, this chaticha is also, the Mishnah. I don't need the Gemara. The Mishnah says, this chaticha is also legamri, right? It's an isagoma midderais. If you eat this chaticha, chen malchus osevashuk dibachov. This is the worst of the worst. This is like going to get a cheeseburger from McDonald's, which is probably only derabon anyway for other reasons. But this is the worst. This is deraisa. This is tipas chol shnof lachaticha. You can't get more. This is when the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, osevashuk dibachov vimo. So he said, this is it. He drew him a picture. I was like, that's it. This is the deraisa. Comes the Gemara and says, in one fell swoop, well, don't worry. If you never got around to being Menah the Kedera anyway, or you never were Mechas the Kedera anyway, so although this piece is also Gomim in HaTorah, this piece of meat is Mutal Lechetchila. It's Mahadrim and Rahim. You can serve Mamash Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Mefla Bola, Mefla Lupola. Because nothing's exiting this Chaticha, nothing's going over here. So let's analyze that line of the Gemara for a second. Before even Tosfos ends in a better picture, let's analyze what the Gemara just said. There are two distinct reasons why I could have said that this chaticha number two, who's the one, number two, there are two distinct reasons why I could have asked chaticha number two. I'm going to break it down to the brisket one. Give me two different reasons why I could have asked chaticha number two. Give me two reasons. Okay, so number one, I would have said it the opposite way, okay? I would have said that maybe chaticha number two is aser because the tipas cholov had the koach to aser number two. Now, that's not so surprising because after all, the tipas cholov did have the ability to go where? How far did the tipas cholov travel? It only fell on the top of the chaticha, and yet, what does the Mishnah say? Chol chaticha is aser. So this tipas cholov is going here, it's going here, it's going here, it's going over here, it's going over here, it's going all throughout the entire chaticha. But guess what? It is being stopped dead in its tracks. Where is it not going to? It's not going to the said chaticha. So I would have thought, if not for this line in Chulun Daf Kuf Chesam Abayit, I would have said, Me'atzni Svar Rishayna, where's Silva, the baseline, right? The baseline would have been for the new guy. The baseline would have been that the tipas cholov proper should have entered into the second chaticha, not all that different than it's able to permeate throughout the entire first chaticha. That's what I would have said, right? What's the shadow? Why would I think? Forget. Why would anybody dream otherwise? So what do you see from the Gemara? From the Gemara's kasha, what do you see? What do you see? I didn't say anything about a Nesar yet. What do you see from the Gemara? It doesn't happen. That's a big chiddush. That has nothing, what I've been talking about now has nothing to do with chaticha nasa. Notice I didn't say those words. Kirsch ruined it and said something. But I didn't say anything about chaticha nasa nevela yet. I never heard of chaticha nasa nevela. All I'm being medayik is, din number one, is that the tifa doesn't have the ability to go from one chaticha to the next. So the Rishonim coined the phrase to describe that physical. L'chayre, that's not a halachic phenomenon. L'chayre, that's a physical statement. That's a chemical, that's a physics statement. And the Rishonim coined the phrase that's called Ein Habalua Yaitse Mechaticha Lechaticha. Now, is that always true? Balua never goes from one chaticha to the next? Who's going to tell me when that's not true? What makes that not true? What trumps that cloud? Or what's the magic word? Rotev. Haraya. Give me a raya brewer from Kuf Chesam Abayis that that's the case. Because, what does the Gemara say? But if you were Menara Sekadera, Menara Sekadera is the magic phrase to mean there's now Rotev. So once you're Menara Sekadera, you start to get Rotev. The Rotev level goes up, and now you got Rotev over here. Or if you're Mechasa Sekadera, what happens? So you have either the kisa causes the rotev also to bubble over, or some Rishonim say, what does the kisa cause? Cause the steam to hit the top and to come back down again, and that's halacha like we're all there. Stay, wait till microwaves comes around the corner. We got a while to go. This is going to become deep pivotal Gemara about your microwaves, okay? But not for now. So comes the Gemara and says that if you did either Nior or Kisa, that will cause the tipa to go from one to the next because you've introduced a Reitev. But in the absence of Reitev, we could say with a straight face, Ella b'Reitev. This is clown number one that we have to extract from this Gemara. But there is another reason why we should have asered Chaticha number two. What's the other reason? Even assuming that this physical statement is true, there's a totally separate, independent reason why we should have asered the meat number two. What is that? What? Because what? Because it's getting bleias from meat number one itself. Now you have to flesh that a little bit more. What's wrong with meat number one? Meat number one is okay. It's just got chalav in it. What's the answer? Don't forget this is basbu chalav, right? So comes Chiddush number two in the sugya and says, not only does the tipas chalav itself not have the ability to penetrate into the second chaticha, because after all, klal gadol ena balua yotze chaticha chaticha deiraitev, it should have been asur based on one touching two. Now, one touching two, we can no longer hide behind klal number one. Why not? Why can't we hide behind klal number one anymore? Because it's not balua, ain't a balua yaitzim chetich lachetich lo reitev, but a dover osa ba'atzmai, something which itself is a piece of shtickle terefus, of course spreads to something else that it's touching, even in the absence of reitev. How do I know that that's true? Now we're learning chumim. Come on, we have a little background in the break of chumim. Bring me a raya that if you have two chetiches, one touching the other, there's no reitev anywhere on the radar screen, balia has happened. Give me a raya. There's no reitev. No reitev anywhere near this food. Flea. That's flea. Flea spreads, right? I want to hear always about Rambam, but not today. So Tosis, remember, maybe there's mefapa. Something happens. So lo shemanu davazem yailam, that you need reitev for bleias to transfer. What you need for tamtid. Let me just rephrase that. You need right there for a davar balua to transfer out of one to another. That's muchach from this Gemara. But for a davar also be atzmoi to transfer, of course the transfer is without right there. So now we have to ask a second question. Wait a second. Why doesn't chaticha number two become osir? What happened to a direct balia from one to two? Now the premise of that question is, wait a second, hold the phone. It only is called a direct belief from one to two if chaticha nas nevela or shkoich chaticha nas nevela. So what do you see from here, Rabbi Yisai? What else emanates from this sugya? Why doesn't the second chaticha become osur because of simple one touching two? What do you see from here? This is the source for what? Eina what? This is eina nasa yochales alamachos yatzbu leich l'sham. Okay? This is the second din that emanates from this sugya. Ein ha-nasar v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. So I want you to understand this. Look at this carefully. There are two chidushim here because there were two potential problems. Who here read Kuches HaBeis? Who here read the Braisa? Who here realized that there were two potential reasons why chaticha number two should have become osur? Who chap? There were two distinct reasons. One was alf the cholot and one was alf the basur. Assuming that you chap both of those reasons, who here now chap? The Chiddush Gadol the Gemara. What Amkus looked at this Gemara in this one line of the Gemara. You know, we think like the Balias Tosis. We think like the Amorim. They were sitting around shooting the breeze and Pupadisa, you know, feet up, drinking nice coffee, and asking kashas. Yeah, you lay him a little bowl of blah, blah, blah. No, every line was thought through. The Amorim were fighting, were arguing, thinking of the Gemara. Finally, Avinu Rav Ashi put this into print and put this as the final stamp. This is the Haskama of the Chachmei Bov, the Chachmei Atayra. With Deiris, this line of Mephlopolot was licked in that line is two Gevaldike Chiddushim. One is Chiddush about the inability of Balua to transfer, and number two is the Chiddush Gal with Eina Nasar. This is how Tosis, this is how the read, this is the Hele Gemalei Tosis, Rekuv Chesed Beis. The Beis say, if everything is hinging on Kuchesa Beis, you got to go back to the drawing board. Because the Ran was also a great Rishon. The Ran sitting in Spain a couple hundred years after the Baal HaTosis, and goes back to the drawing board, and goes back to Kuchesa Beis and says, wait a second, I don't see either one of those two Chidushim on Daf Kuchesa Beis. And says the Ran, I will prove to you that both of those Chidushim are wrong. I can't use the word wrong. Are not correct. You have to be careful. Zok the Ran, neither one of these Chidushim is comprehensible. They both defy common sense. Why? What's the problem? Who saw the Ran? Who saw the Ran? I do. Everyone read the Ran? The Ran says, the first Chidush is the Chidush in physics. You're going to tell me that the Tipas Cholov falls onto Chaticha number one, and it permeates throughout the entire Chaticha, and it stops dead in its tracks and doesn't go to Chaticha number two. Can someone explain that to me? In Tavshin Ayin Test, you guys come on, Turabata guys, can someone explain that to me? Don't quote me on this one. Do you believe that? That's the Ran's Kasha. Do you believe that honestly? What do you think this is? It's like stealing a shopping cart in a parking lot. That means you can take the shopping cart as far, but you're going to reach a point where it's going to start to, what doesn't it lock? The wheels are going to lock. That is, the alarm bells are going to go off when it hits the second Chaticha. What's stopping you? What's sitting there stopping that second from going? What in the world is stopping, is preventing that Tipa from permeating? If the Tipa spreads throughout the Chaticha, it's spreading, and then it hits the second Chaticha and stops. I can't go that farther. Says the Ran, I'll bring you Raya from the world, which is simple Matthias world. It can't be true. Anyone saw the Raya of the Ran? What's the Raya of the Ran? He says, I understand, says the Ran. What if Chaticha number one was like this? Was humongous. Okay? That's case number one. Case number two, Chaticha number one is like this. Chaticha number two is like this. Tipas Cholov falls. So Tipas Cholov can go, it's, ever seen a big fat piece of meat? This is like a barbecue. This is like, come on, this is it. It's a 6 foot deep piece of meat. Okay? Mom says the top of Gaio's at its best, alright? A guy's eating a 6 foot deep piece of meat. What does the Mishnah say? Tipas Cholov shnof lachatich, what's the din? How far does it go? Does the Mishnah give you a shear on how thick the chatich is? Doesn't say a word, doesn't say whether it's an inch thick or whether it's 10 feet deep. The chaticha, the entire chaticha gets permeated with milk all over the place. So you see that a tipa has the oomph in it, it's got enough energy in it to travel 6 feet. But now when you have a guy who's watching his cholesterol, and he's eating a half an inch thick piece of steak, and you don't tell the tipa can't go. I've got to care. Can't go from one chaticha to another. I understand. The same tipa that had so much energy in it to run the marathon, it was able to go through 6 feet of steak, and now it stops dead in its tracks after half an inch of a little tiny sliver of meat. What are you talking about? Because it happened to be. This is the Ran's Kasha. Everyone saw the Ran's Kasha. It's a Bella. It's Mamash a Bella. Mamash a Bella. The truth is it's a Bella. It's a huge Bella. But it's a problem. We got a big problem. You know why we have a big problem? Because the Gemara says it. Tell us to make this up. Tell us to rise in the Gemara. So how does the Ran address this issue? How does the Ran address it? The Gemara says that you can ask Kashim today. You can ask Oyap because I don't mean the Rachli. You know what I mean? You can ask Kash like a Kaif until tomorrow. But at the end of the day, you have to be Moedah to what it says in the Gemara. So what's Ran? So what's Ran the Gemara according to the Ran? Anyone saw the Ran? What does the Ran say? No. Nobody saw inside the Ran. Didn't the Ran ask this question? No. We're only.
Number four.
Such a long run, that's what no one saw. So the Ran says it's five lines from the bottom. Umishum hochi makshina the mevla bala mevla polat. Plita Saras, why? Lefisha cholab shaba efshur she'ena yeitz bechaticha lechaticha. What was the Gemara's Kasha? What did the Ran say? What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara was willing to entertain this as a maybe. Maybe Tosis's chemistry is right. Maybe the mod of Tosis is Oiskalton. Maybe it's correct. So when the Gemara asked, Mevla Bola, how could you tell me with certainty that the second piece of meat is going to be also Omer Rebbe, right? It's going to become also Ilem Lo Nevla Kisa Klal. If that's what Rebbe Yehuda meant, that's going to become also Ivelo Lo Nevla Kisa Klal. If that's really true, how do you know? He asks the Gemara. Like, maybe Tais is right. Epsher. I'll leave it to MS. Truthfully, between you, between friends, says Duran. What does the Gemara really think? What does the Amorim really think? What I said is right, says the Ron, because everybody knows this Matthias is ridiculous. Everyone knows it's not true. Can't be true. It's not shaykh to be true, says the Ron. How are you talking to Varkas, eh? So what did the Gemara mean? The Gemara meant the half-baked kasha, like, maybe Kenzine says it's right. So therefore, don't say this beyond the Braisa. Rabbi Isaac. You know, the pachad nerva oyom milon utachas ragli harad utachas ragli hatoisus. But Tosis pshat is so difficult in terms of the mitzias. The chayde ran is the upper hand in terms of the mitzias. On the other hand, in terms of the lashon hagemara, who seems to have the upper hand? Tosis. I mean, that's a kasha. The gemara is giving a pshat a brisa, and the amorim are asking, no, that can't be what the brisa means. Why? Because maybe there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that that can't be what the Braisa means. Well, what kind of kasha is that? But there's a 999% chance that that is correct. So if the Ron is so convinced that Aliba the Emes, Taka, the Bliya dust bread, so the Gemara should have said, no, Tais is wrong, and you, the Ron, are right, and Sholem Yisrael. So it's hard. Again, the Gemara is very, very difficult. This is a conceptual, textual kind of a question, Rabbi says, we've pointed out many, many times. Textually, and the Lashon HaGemara Tais is 100% correct. On the other hand, conceptually, to understand this idea, that the Tipa has such Gevaldika Recha Kedish, to know exactly where to stop for the end of Chadicha number one, is so hard to believe, so hard to understand. So the Ron already was sensitive to this. The Ron already realized that Sobolovsky is going to come 800 years from now, he's going to say, ah, come on, how are you talking? What kind of cash is that? So the Ron adds this Pshat in the Gemara. What does the Ron say? One read the Ron, every word of the Ron, everybody say. Every single word of the Heilige Ran, no? We're stating the Ran. The Ran says, you know what? The Gemara couldn't have cared less about the Tipa Asering. That wasn't the topic of today's Shir, says the Ran. I started off 20 minutes ago by saying there were two different reasons why Chaticha number two should have been also. One out the Tipa and one out the meat of the Chaticha of number one. The Ran's backpedaling saying, no, I was wrong. This wasn't even the issue. That wasn't even Eilal Adas that the Tipa should answer. Why? The Tipa could answer, but what did Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa say? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Why the whole Papi come also? Because Rabbi Yehuda buys into what principle? Mibimino in a bottle. So in order for the Braisa to make any sense, in order for the Braisa to read, the only issue that we're addressing is not the issue of the Tipa, but rather the issue of the Basar. That's the problem. So al zeh nema the Gemara mifla bala mifla lopolat. It was not exactly what it means. Mifla lopolat, we walked away with the phrase mifla lopolat, meaning nothing comes out of the first chaticha. Absolutely nothing. The cholov doesn't budge. Nothing comes out, and Tosfos says because it stops dead in its tracks. But as the Ron says, Gornish Galfin is not even true. The cholov is going, it's going, gone, goodbye. The chol of spreading, it's going 6 feet, 10 feet, 1,000 feet. It's going throughout the entire state in Chaticha. But, says the Ran, why was the Gemara comfortable to say Mefot Lo Polat? Because why? Because we couldn't care less about what? About the Tipa's Cholov. Because the Tipa's Cholov is a Min M'shein Amin. Min M'shein Amin is Min B'alim B'shishim anyway. We never would have said such a silly thing. So the Ran has two Mahalchim to explain why ultimately Tosfos' first Chiddush is not correct. This klal, Ein Abalua Yeitz Bechadich Alich Ela Bereitev, which was the guiding principle of the entire Sugya Dafkav Ches, according to the world of the Ashkenazi, according to the world of the Chachmei Tzarfas, according to the world of the Balei Tzaisus. That was the Yisoy, that Yisoydus, and then they threw in Yisoy number two for good luck. The Ran says, Yisoy number one, L'hoyot Dvar Me'ayvam. The Gemara never meant it, either the Gemara never meant it because the Gemara was just playing with us a little bit and just saying, maybe, Hepshur, or the Gemara was not even misyachayis to the Tipa, because quite frankly, says the Ran, the Tipa is mimshen amina, so nobody could care less about it anyway. So the Ran is comfortable on Daf Kuf Ches. The Ran's not so bad anymore on Daf Kuf Ches. The Ran's pretty good on Daf Kuf Ches. He's not bad conceptually, not bad textually. It's still a little bit weak textually. What's the, still the weak point, even according to Ran number two? Even according to the Ran's redoing of the Gemara, there's still a little bit of a nuance that's still not 100% correct textually. What is that? What did the Gemara say? Mephot Mopoa, nothing happened. Nothing happened. A lot of things happened. What does the Ran say? Three words. True, there was a plaita, but what? But irrelevant. It's not a plaita that we're interested in discussing. What happened? I have no idea. I couldn't kill us what happened. I'm learning Bas Mokhav. I'm learning Hilchas Bin Bamin. You're telling me there's a plaita of Mimish Eina Mina. What does that have to do with me? So the Ran could say with a straight face, Mephot Lopoa, because the only halachically significant plaita that the Sugya Taka didn't happen. So everyone chopped, everyone saw, everyone saw Kuf Chesu Bebeis? Everyone seeing how the first Chiddush, does anyone ever realize it was the first Chiddush on Daf Kuf Chesu Bebeis? Okay, now that you understand there's a Chiddush number one, you understand how Tosfos is living with this Chiddush, and the Ran is denying this Chiddush, and the Ran gave you two different views on how to get out of this Chiddush. But now the Ran has a lot, lot more to take up with Tosfos.
Once the Ran gets rid of the first Chiddush, didn't the second one go away?
No. Well, it becomes... comes superfluous.
Right.
It's going to ask the Alfred. Hold on. Comes around and says, guess what? Taisa's reading of Kuf Ches Amud Beis is anyway not correct. You know why? Because you can argue with me and you want to tell me a shtickle tayr, you want to tell me that the Tipas Cholav is a Novi and it knows exactly where to stop dead in its tracks. It's not going to go an inch past the end of the Chaticha. You know what, says the Ran? I don't believe it, but you know what? I'll play the game with you. I'll go along with you. Says the Ran, Tais is still not right. Why is Tais still not right? Because Dal Mehocha, the Tipas Cholav, we got a huge problem. What's the huge problem? What's Asering number two? Number one itself. Why? Because number one is Aser Altsva. What is the Ran in effect asking on Tais? Whose question did the Ran steal? Our question, basically, right? I mean, yesterday we threw up our hands at the end of this year and said, we don't understand. I assume nobody was able to sleep last night. I could possibly have slept last night. After all, Tosfos told you that Chatichat Das Nevela works legabe volume, doesn't work legabe distance, right? So everyone walked away feeling all great with ourselves. Yeah, we had a brisket Torah, it works legabe this, doesn't work legabe that. Nobody really understood it. I mean, come on, show of hands. Who really understood what we said yesterday? Who here had absolutely no idea what I was trying to pull over you? I mean, Tosfos said it. Tells us that it's clear as day, even though they didn't really say it, but we saw it. It's clear as day, that's what Bali Taisus. No Shiloh, that's what the Reed held. I don't have a latest of Suffolk, that's what Taisus held. But we don't really understand it. It's the ultimate Taisus disaster. Make up your mind. Either Chaticha Das Nevela makes the new Chaticha into a Dove Shal Isser, either it's a Chepta Shal Isser or it's Nish Chepta Shal Isser. How can it be a Chepta Shal Isser for one thing and not for another? That is the ultimate violation of Taisus disaster, worse than doing what? 7 o'clock mincha ma'ariv on Friday. It's the worst. That's the other lingua nashi. Okay, you can't get more tachta disaster than this. Make up your mind. Either you are a chepta shalissa or you're not. Chepta. How brisk can you be? I'm a chepta like this and not like gabi that. Come on, the whole thing doesn't fly. So what are we gonna do? We have mamun shleim. The heilige balei taisa said it, so we don't know what to do about it. And we know where they got it from. They had three kashas to answer. That was the only aside that answered. And now they had this gemara. So they had four issues. They had making sense of the Gemara on Kuf Ches. They had, and there were four different things that are prompting Tosfos' hand. Making sense of the Gemara on Kuf Ches of the days, Mephot Lopoa. How do you eat meat with just cutting over at the top the piece of meat that fell into the thing? All salting should trafe up everything. And how do you have klipas not answering forever? You had four kashas. How does it go? One kash is a kasha, two kashas is a teret, three kashas is a yosei, and four kashas is a what? Is a shir kloli. Very good. So Bala says, give a shir kloli. If you stay in the shul long enough, you'll get all the lines. I just repeat, I only have like about 1 month worth of lines, so by October you'll know everything. So Rabbi Sai, if you can imagine, if the Bali of Tosfos, where the Re was giving a ship Sicha for Chulin, this is how he would have started. He would have gathered all your sheep together, four kashas. Shai kasha melicha, kasha noch melicha, kasha kedeklipa, kasha kuchas. Here's the Yisai, this is the Shia Chloe. The Yisai is, ain't a nasa yochel eser. So the Heilige Tosfos is befarshed in this idea, and now it started to spread. Spread made its way. The tipa spread. It went all the way from France. It found its way down to Spain. In the Middle Ages, that could take hundreds of years. So it made its way down to Spain. Nobody texted. Imagine, by the way, Tosfos were texting quickly to the Rishonim in Spain. No, it took hundreds of years. And Father Hilgeron is sitting 200 years later after the Reeve is no longer alive. And he's looking at this Re, and he's saying, I understand it. Forget about the first half. The first half, I Gord didn't understand. The second half, Lagamre didn't understand. Secondly, if Mamish the Steer Galuya, Steer Mene Obey, Titan Sastre, Galore. But what's the Ron's problem? The Ron's made the lamb, it's new, mush up the Ron. The Ron got to answer who? Who's the Ron have to answer? He's got to answer what? He's got to answer the Gemara first. Forget Tais, he's got to answer the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bethel Lopalat. So how do you answer that? So what does the Ron say? Everybody say? Everyone read the Gemara. Everyone read the Ron. The Ron says, good morning, says the Ron. When the Gemara posed that question, the Halig HaMaraim posed that question, we don't know what the hell like about what principle. Now you may have seen the words Eshel Sochto, and you're probably wondering why I'm mixing the two together, because I don't want to talk about the topic yet. That's why I'm mixing the two together. So what the Rishonim call Eshel Sochto, also I'm calling Ketichanasas Nevela, because on Daf Kuf Ches, they may become interchangeable, but it's a long way off. So just trust me in this one. Let's use the words Chetechas and Nevela. What the Ron is saying, Rabbi is saying, is an unbelievable thing. The Ron is saying, when the Gemara posed that question, the Gemara jumped, the Ahil Gam Arayim, a city and analyzing the Brayis and saying, Ilemad lo niya velo kisa meflad bala mevlo mevlo, I can't say it 10 times fast, mevlo bala mevlo polat. Hey, wait a second. What happened from Chaticha 1 to Chaticha? Forget the Tipa. What happened from Chaticha 1 to Chaticha 2? Those Amarayim were assuming what principle doesn't exist for all practical purposes? Chaticha Nas Nevela. In what area of Halacha doesn't it exist? Even in Basa B'Cholof. Because the Gemara is Basa B'Cholof. Rabbi Yitam and Rabbi Ephraim were 500 years later, after it was already Nimnu V'Gomru, because Man Chachmei Gemara, that Chaticha Nas Nevela exists by Basa B'Cholof, that's the Gemara in Taf Kuf Ches, so that's not negotiable. Chaticha Nas Nevela exists by Basa B'Cholof, then the Rishonim are fighting out, hey, wait a second, what about Shari Surim? But, Rabbi Yisai, by Basa B'Cholof, yeah, from Chassidus HaGemara onwards, it was understood that way, but guess what, there are days in the Gemara B'Feirish that deny Chaticha Nas Nevela, even by... You heard it by the Basa B'Cholof. And that's the Gemara, Kuf Ches on the base. That's what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara was asking, what are you talking about? How are you talking about Kazeh? How, if lo niyav lo kisa, how in the world is anything going to treif up the second piece based on where the treif is going to come from? It's going to come from the tipa. The tipa is something or other. We're not sure what. Maybe the shade of mina, whatever it doesn't mean. Fine. It's going to come from the first piece of meat. Come down the rhyme and say, nah, first we can't ask for the second meat, based on what? It's not a Dovah Shalisser, because we never heard of Chetichnas Nevela, we lost B'cholof. That's how the Ron teaches up the Gemara. Based on that, what conclusion of the Halacha does the Ron say? But what? True on Daf Kuf Ches on the days, one doesn't ask the two, but that was Shaloah, that was Shaloah Halacha. That was within that non-accepted view of the halacha that Chetichnas Nevela doesn't exist even by Basa B'Cholof. But we, for the last 1,000 years, the last 500 years, since then, we were Nimnu V'Gomru, we paskin like that opinion in the Gemara that yeah, Chetichnas Nevela by Basa B'Cholof, at least by Basa B'Cholof for sure. So then that line of the Gemara now disappears into thin air. That line of the Gemara is completely irrelevant l'psak halacha, and therefore says the Ron, you know what Chetichnas Nevela means? Exactly what we thought it meant. You know what it means? What does it mean? It means it becomes nevela lechol dini ha-Torah bein le'inyan. Say it with me, everybody. Say bein le'inyan what and bein le'inyan what. Fill in the what. Bein le'inyan. No. Bein le'inyan. There you go. Bein le'inyan volume. Bein le'inyan distance. And who is incorrect? Which Yisoid is incorrect? Places in the read, the whole shtickle Torah of Ein HaNesar just fell by the wayside. Because don't forget, the Makor in the Gemara, the entire Makor in the Gemara for Tosfos was hanging and hinging on Kuf Ches on the days, and the Ron, in one fell swoop, took Kuf Ches on the days and threw it out the window. He threw both half of Kufchas out the window. He threw out Chiddush number one by making it completely wrong, incorrect, the world of physics. It's just wrong, finished. People spread from one Chiddush to another. And then the second Chiddush of Taisa, the Eira Nasar, is also incorrect, because that was only said Shaloike Halacha. Wow. Everyone read that Ran? Everyone chapped how the Ran was taking on both angles of Taisa, both Chiddushim of Taisa? What does the Ran have to go explain, though? The Ran's got a lot of explaining to do. An awful lot of explaining to do. What? Yeah, Taisa didn't just say what they said because of Kufchas. That was the icing on the cake. Remember yesterday, we didn't even start with Kufchas. We ended the last 5 minutes of Shia with Kufchas. We presented Taisus, because we're learning Tzadivah, we're never learning Kufchas. We're not even learning the 8th parak yet. We're learning the 7th parak. So we started backwards. Instead of looking at the Gemara that Taisus got it from, we looked at the Rayas that Taisus brought from Mineu Bay, from the Malicha, from the piece of meat that fell into the Tzir, and from the Klippa not asking another Klippa, and how can you ever eat meat? There's always a time of Dam there. So how's the Ran get addressed? If the Ran really believes that Kufches was Shalaik Halacha, and Taka the Din is that Kain Hanasa Yochel Asar, so then how is the Ran going to address all those other kashas? So there's one easy answer, and then there's a more complicated answer. What's the easiest cinch way out of this problem? Yeah, just fall back on Rabbeinu Ephraim and don't even bother with the kashas in the first place. Remember, that was Rabbeinu Ephraim, didn't come to Shia yesterday, right? Apparently he didn't come today either. So Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't have to talk about these kashas. Rabbeinu Ephraim has to address Kufches, because Kufches is both b'chol, that even Rabbeinu Ephraim agrees, but the Ran already says that Shalak Allah and call it a day. But all the other kashas from Malicha, from Dam, from Kleklip, is nothing to do with me, says Rabbeinu Ephraim. But the Ran doesn't want to put himself into the corner to be Meshubah to Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the Ran's going to do something razzle dazzle now, Rabbi said. Who's going to figure out what the Ran's about to do for us? Remember who we're talking about. We're talking about the Ran. Hint, hint. The Ran. Think about Ran and Chedich Nasavela. What does the Ran have to say? Innovative about Chedich Nasavela B'Shar Surah. The Ran claims that even Rabbi Nutam never really meant Chedich Nasavela B'Shar Surah Me'ikra Din. You know why? Because logically, Chedich Nasavela makes no sense out of Bos B'Cholof. Remember, what was Rabbi Ephraim's right? What was the compelling logic of Rabbi Ephraim? Why did Rabbi Ephraim ultimately distinguish between Bos B'Cholof and Shai Surim? Who remembers? You have two Devarim HaMutarim. So there's nothing also about meat, nothing else about milk. The problem is the Tereves. That's Chetich Nas Nevela. But when you have a little bit of Chelev inside, a little bit of pot of potato soup, the Chelev is only B'Frei Atzmai, and the potato soup is only. So, true, I can't eat the potato soup because every spoon of potato soup has a Shtichel Chelev Tam in it. But in theory, in the Olam Atzal Yoyim, if I could differentiate between the two, Dos is this and Dos is that there. So therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim and Chetich Nasavela doesn't make any sense in Shari Surim. And Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it still applies. So what did the Ran say? No, it doesn't. The Ran never, Rabbeinu Tam never really meant it. He meant it's a gezeira of the Bosa B'Cholof. That was a famous breakthrough of the Ran. We spoke about this back in the first couple of days. The Ran didn't only say this in the world of theory to explain Rabbeinu Tam theoretically, but he actually put a punchline in the halacha out of this. What was the punchline of this? What was the punchline? Therefore, what was the corollary of Rabbeinu Tam's, of the Ran's theory without Rabbeinu Tam? Therefore, since the Chetich Nasavela B'Shar Surim is only Durabana Otobos B'Cholof, that Gezeirah will only be implemented in cases where there could have been a potential Bos B'Cholof. There I said, name me what magic word? Bishul. What process or what degree of penetration does it lend itself to Chetich Nasavela? Why? Because Sliyoni says at most what? Like Lipa. So what did the Ran say? The Ran shaped a favorish at the end of the 8th paragraph. They shaped a favorish in Ran that any time we're dealing with an Issa B'Kulo, we're in the potential world of Chetich Nasa Zavela Midirabanan. Once we're limiting ourselves to mere Klipas and things of that nature, which anyway don't speak to Bos B'Chol. Bos B'Chol doesn't address Klipas. There's no such thing as a Klipa Bos B'Chol in that Torah. Either it's Os Lagami or it's nothing, because it's Bishul. So Los Avashul will be. So whenever we're dealing with Yisurim that merely penetrate Kedei Klipas, Rabbeinu Tam will concede to Rabbeinu Ephraim. That was the Ran's breakthrough. Nu Rabbi say? What's the answer now? Why is the Ran couldn't care less about the three Rayas of Taisus? They're all what? What are they? Udoch, this is Malicha, and Yenim is Malicha, and this is Klip. Malicha is what? Malicha is what? Kirasech, that's Tzli. Malicha never gets past the Klip anyway. All three Kashif touches, all get knocked down, one fell swoop. Who says this? Who says this, Terrence? The Ran says it himself. So the Ran says there were four kashas that prompted Tosis Yisoid. One was the Gemara Kuf Ches, and one was the three kashas yesterday, the Malicha / Klipa Shabbos. The kashas of Kuf Ches, the Ran already did away with. He said that Gemara was Shalai Kalach. It's the wrong Amoraim speaking. The three Rayas, and one fell swoop, don't mean anything to us. Because we're, not because I'm Rabbeinu Ephraim, I'm going to go into Rabbeinu, I'm willing to Makab Rabbeinu Tam, over the Rabbeinu version of Rabbeinu Tam. New Rabbeinu for the punchline. Who chops the next line now? Why was it impossible for Tosis to say such a thing? Because what was Tosis' version of Rabbeinu Tam? The Balei Tosis, the Tamid of Rabbeinu Tam, they thought that the Rebbe meant it's a Deraisa. Give me a proof, no? Give me a proof, no? Kimeg is right, you know? Hadi Kasha Kalim, remember Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Tosis Chagad, Hadi Kasha Kalim, Rabbi Kivega discovered the Tosis. Until that, Rabbi Kivega, no one chopped that. Everyone thought like the Ran. The Ran was like Mukubal and Shulchan Aruch. Shach called the Ran, says, Rabbi Shai, Sub is only the Rabbanan, don't bother me. No! Rabbi Kivega turned the world upside down, he discovered the Tosis. Guess what? Tosis in our Sugya is Lushitosim on Dafkuf. Because the Balei Tosis was so convinced that Rabbeinu Tam Hel Chlich Masavel B'Shar Shum is Deraisa, to arbitrarily say that no, it doesn't apply to Klipas, that doesn't make any sense. The Ran's Chilip between Klipas and Isur Bekulam only makes sense in the Ran's worldview of Chlich Masavel being the Rabbanan, Al Tabas B'Chola. But if you believe like Tosis that Chlich Masavel is independently true, Min HaTorah, again, we don't know why that is, but we have things to hopefully find out about as the year goes on. But within the world of the Halakha Balei Tosis that exists in the Torah, so then yeah, if it exists in the Torah, of course it applies by Klipas. Give me another proof. How do I know that Tosis tells it applies by Klipas? Who remembers? Come on. What was the first thing we spoke about this year? What was the first Kasha of Tosis? What did the Mishnah say? Yerach is Bashal Bagid Anoshe. So the Shear is between the Yerach and the Gid. What did Tosis say? What two bad words? Tosis said, "Love Dafka." You know why? Because Tosis said, "Hey, wait a second. According to what? According to Rabbi Tam, we have to reckon with what? With the Kedek Klipa. Where did Kedek Klipa come from? From the Malicha from 20 minutes before. But that was only Kedek Klipa. The Ran laughed at that. The Ran says, "Look, Kedek Klipa. You don't think Chetichnas Mel by Klipas?" But Tosis did hold. You say Chetichnas Mel with Klipas. Why? Because Tosis held that Chetichnas Mel is their Isa. So you can't arbitrarily, artificially distinguish between Kedek Klipa and Kedek Issa Bekulo. If there's Tom, there's Tom. To whatever degree of time there is, it's chlichnas nevela. So they say this toisus has to be understood. Shitas hari, shitas a toisus. The halakha balei toisus and our sugya. The toisus that's saying ain anesa yochalesa, which is ultimately as the sefer truman and the Ras Ashri tell us, is ultimately the bottom line, the engine that's driving the entire shitas a toisus, are not really the three questions. It's really that gemara and daf kuf ches, and then the three questions are supporting that argument. That entire mahalach of Shitas HaTosis was only created because Tosis had a very, very unique understanding of the Halakha Rebbe of Rabbeinu Tam. Because they saw Chetichnas Mel as being a Deraisa, therefore it applies even to Yisur of Klipas. Therefore, they have a lot of explaining to do, and they have to come up with this razzle dazzle strickle Torah, and they have to explain Chetichnas that way. The Ran wasn't Meshubat to Tosis, because the Ran Meshitosel didn't buy into the whole Tosis with Chilvi Atzoif Bidas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Everyone realized? Right? When you saw the stuff, it's Pasha, right? This place, this Pasha part of that, but it's all one big picture, okay? Rabbi say, we're still not done with the Taisa and the Ran. Let's go back to, I don't want to say our favorite Mishnah, but definitely up there. Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Let's go back to Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. I told you that we're going to read this Mishnah a few times this year. Let's go back to Tipas Cholov. Okay. Let's just read the Mishnah. Tipas Cholov Shnafal Achaticha Im Yesh Ba B'Naisin Tam Ba'Isech Haticha Aser. So the first half of the Mishnah tells us that, again, where you know, we don't want to get involved in Rashi's and the Ri stuff. That's very complicated. We'll just go to the Ri. You know, we're learning Taisa, so we'll go with the world of the Ri. I can't even see what this picture was, but that's what this was a while ago before we messed it up. So he had a tipus chala, fell on the top, and what does the Mishnah say? That the whole chaticha became asr. Right? The whole chaticha is off limits. Finished, the chaticha is asr. Before you get to the next line of the Mishnah, what happened to the rest of the chatichas? What? Anyone have what to say? I didn't read the second half of the Mishnah. We only learned half of Mishnah today, not Mishnah Yom, it's Chati Mishnah Yom. I only read the first half of the Mishnah. So Rabbi, what happened to the other chatichas? What do you think? Well, the first half of the Mishnah does not mention the magic word of what? What word is not mentioned? There's no near. So if it's not there, if it's not mentioned, it doesn't exist. There was no near Sekedera, right? So basically, the first half of the Mishnah, if it's viewed as in a vacuum, what is the first half of the Mishnah basically describing? What's it describing, really? What appears in Kuvches of a Beis. Of what? What words can we plug in? Mevla Bola, Mevla Bola. That's exactly what it says in Kuvches of a Beis. The Amoraim are addressing the Braisa, but in a certain sense, it's also true about the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah is describing a tipas chalaf, shenafal achaticha, it asks the chaticha, what happens to the rest of the chatichas? When in the Ri's Yeshiva, the Haile Balei Taisos are reading this Mishnah, and they stopped and they only read the first half of the Mishnah. And somebody said, Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Yilmedeinu Rabbeinu, tell me, what about the other chatichas? I don't know about Nir. Nir, that's tomorrow's Mishnah. It's tomorrow's year. Right now. Lo Nir Sekedera. What's the status of the other chatichas? What would the re-answer? Mutter. Legamri Mutter. So some Tom in the back is going to become smart aleck and is going to ask two kashas. What's he going to ask? Rabbeinu Yitzchok, give a name to Rabbeinu. I have two good reasons why the other chatichas should be aser. Give me them reasons. Come on, Chazar, no. Hey, the tipa what? The tipa spreads all the way down to the other chaticha. What's the Ri's answer? Well, what does he say? Which one? One or two? What is the answer to that kasha? What? Ain't a belu yetzachdi? You didn't come to shiur today. Ain't a belu yetzachticha? What? There's no shiur on Labor Day. Ain't a belu yetzachticha ticha liberative. So then another time in the back. Rabbi. I have another kasha. What's my kasha? Chaticha nastavela, right? So the first piece became a chefta shalissa, and he says it with a little Yiddish, with his brisket, and I'm back and forth there. The first piece became a chefta shanissa, let the chefta shalissa spread to the other one. I don't need right there for that, right? You don't need right there for that. Two chatichas can ask one another, so wait, right? I don't need right, what do you need right there for? So what does the Ri say to that? Wait, you didn't come to shiur today, what does the Ri say? End of discussion. So according to the Ri, the first half of the Mishnah was a Gevalka Kula. Very, very, you know, lax, very make, very lenient. It was very, you know, we don't want to be too rigorous and too difficult on people. No chumrah. There's a Mekil in here, come on. You know. Okay. You got it, right? We're very, very lenient, you know. We don't need a fundamental, we don't need a Hasidic chumrah. We're just simple guys. The first half of the Mishnah is a Gevalka Kula, right? Everything's moot. Everything's great. And then trouble starts. Come back to shiur the next day. All of a sudden, there's a new sugya. What's the new sugya? The second half of the Mishnah? Nir Gavalt Geshrigin. What happens with Nir Sekedera? All of a sudden, now the Mishnah is talking a different language. In Yeshba B'nai Sintam B'Eis Kedera Asar. Is that a Kula? Is that a Chumra? First half was great. Was a Gavalt Geshrigin. What's the second half? Kula or Chumra? Who's going to answer that question? Was it a Kula or a Chumra? Neither of those answers are correct. It's a what? It is a what and a what? It is a Kula and a Chumra. What do I mean by that? The second half of the Mishnah is both Kula and Chumra looked in the same lines. Why? Depending how what the ratio is. In the first case, nothing could go wrong to Aser the rest of the Chatichas. It's impossible because of rules 1 and 2. This is the Ri talking. So nothing ever can answer the second chatichas, no matter what you stand on your head, nothing's going to answer the second chatichas. In the second case, the second chaticha could what? Could potentially become osur. If what? If there's a lot of what? If there's a lot of milk in there, that now you don't have shishim in the whole kedera kenegdai, you're going to have a problem. Even the second piece is going to become osur. Why? Why is the second piece going to become osur? Tell me simply. Because what do you have? Yeah, right. Near and kis equals right. We know that. Near and kis is synonymous. That's analogous to right. So if you have a lot of milk that fell, the teep is very, very big, and it's more than shishim of whatever the heter is, all the other chatichas, it's going to ask everything. So in a certain sense, the second half of the Mishnah is a gavalka chumra. In what sense is the second half of the Mishnah a gavalka kula? If what? If you happen to have a very, very small tipa and a lot of what? Of other chatichas and other stuff, what's going to be mutar? Even the first piece. That's a kula, because before Nir and yesterday Shir, before I was Menar, the Kedera, what happened? The first piece was done, was history, and the second piece was fine. Once the Menar is the Kedera, everything changes. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. That the Nir HaKedera could result in perhaps both pieces being mutar, or Nir HaKedera could result in what? Both pieces being osur. So it's a gamble, right? Depends on you bet on the odds here, right? So it's a doing Nir may help you, may hurt you, depending on what the actual numbers are going to be. So if you're a very conservative guy, you want to make sure at least I have something to eat for dinner tonight. I want to salvage the second piece of meat, so don't do what? Don't do Nir. And then at least you have half a dinner. But if you're a risky kind of a guy, you want to invest. Listen, I want two pieces of meat tonight. I'm willing to risk. I've got one in the hand is worth two in the bush. So one in the top of the kedera is worth two in the bottom of the kedera. It means if you go ahead and you risk it in your menayer, then you're asking for trouble. On the other hand, you may what? You may hit the jackpot, and you may actually, everything may be mutter. Now again, I didn't say it's mutter to be menayer to kedera. You may have a problem with bishul bosmuch of derais. That's another sugya. But the very active near may be an active bishul, but not for now. But does everyone understand what I mean? That according to Tosfos, the first case is a kula vis-a-vis the second, but a chumra vis-a-vis the first, whereas the second one is potentially a chumra kula, depending on what the numbers are. Move down to Spain now. How does Iran read this Mishnah? According to the Iran, the first half, there's no nir. Nir doesn't make it until tomorrow's year. There's no nir in the Reish of the Mishnah. So the first piece is what? 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 First piece is for sure, also, not even a shayla. And guess what? Second piece is also osur. Why is the second piece osur? Why is the second piece osur? Chachzich last nevel just killed you. Because the Ran doesn't accept the Hinan Esar. So according to the Ran, even before tomorrow Shir, you osur both pieces of meat. So what does the second half of the Mishnah mean? No. What does the second half of the Mishnah mean? According to the Ran? Kula Chumrah. Who needs Chumrah? Everything was also already. Everything was also in the Reisha. Before it was Menar, everything was also. So what is the Seifa doing? According to the Ran? The Seifa is potentially saving the day. According to the Ran, by being Menar as a Kedera, what are you now doing? You are potentially what? You may be saving everything, including the first piece. So according to Tosfos, if I would have stopped and asked Tosfos at the end of the Reisha, shall I be Menayer? I would say it's risky. You know, at least you have one slice of meat for dinner tonight. So you may or may not win by being Menayer. It's your call. It's your gamble. According to the Ran, you have nothing to lose by being Menayer. Because if you're not Menayer, then everything is treif. You may not win anything by being Menar either, and then you're going to have to cheshbon what the numbers are. But at least you have a fighting chance to be Menar. So according to the Ran, the second half of the Mishnah is not addressing a Chumrah. The Chumrah is in place in the first half. The second half of the Mishnah is only teaching me a potential Kula. Who here read this Mishnah Kuf Chesed Bebeis? who realized that there are two radically different ways of reading this Mishnah. Is the Mishnah coming in the second half coming as a Kula, or is the second half of the Mishnah coming as a Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumrah? It ultimately depends on what you thought the din was in the first place. Rabbi Sait, take a look at Rashi. How do you think Rashi read the Mishnah? In Yesh Koyach, the last Rashi in the Mishnah. The very last Rashi in the Mishnah. No. What does Rashi say in the last Mishnah? In Yesh Koyach, in Tabayis HaGedeh, Rashi is addressing what the thrust of the second half of the Mishnah is. What's the punchline of the second half of the Mishnah? Rashi says the magic word. We've been medayking that magic word before. You saw Kloymar and you didn't stop and think about Rashi? Kloymar. What does Rashi always mean when he says Kloymar? Every time. He's saying there would have been another way to read this Mishnah, but let me tell you what the Mishnah really means. So tell me what Rashi says the Mishnah really means, and what do you think Rashi had in the back of his mind, what one could have mistakenly learned the Mishnah? Kloymar is up to Rashi. The goal of the second half of the Mishnah is to tell me Ein koyach betipa lesa kulan, elim kein yesh b'dos in dami te mechala kedera. The goal of the second half of the Mishnah is to tell me that now, Baruch Hashem, because you did Nior, you can be Mishai the entire kedera. What's Rashi learning? What's Rashi saying? Kula chumra. Say kula. He didn't tell you the ramifications of being Menorah are going to cause you trouble. Rashi's a big makeler. Rashi's saying, be Menorah the Kedera, please, I beg of you, take the Hillam, save Menorah the Kedera. Menorah the Kedera, everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be wonderful, hunky dory. If you're Menorah the Kedera, ain't kach batipa lesser. It's a great shot. So why did Rashi say Kloymar? Why did Rashi say Kloymar? Kloymar doesn't only mean there's an alternate shot. Kloymar means more than that. What does Kloymar mean? That the alternate shot is more correct in the text. But it's wrong. But what is more correct? What was the alternate shot? And tell me why the alternate shot was more correct in the text, and why is it wrong? The alternate shot in the Mishnah was clearly who? The Rear Ben Atam, who weren't born yet. Rashi's grandchildren. Rashi read his Mechav, and Rashi read every single word of Rashi. Rashi did not write Koymar because he had extra ink to fill up the page. He wasn't getting paid per word. So Rashi was claiming that he knew ganz good that there was another working shot in this Gemara, and the other working shot was more correct in the text. Why was it more correct in the text? Because what does the Mishnah say? Near Sakadeh, Yeshma, Benoist, and Tambos, Sakadeh. What is the last word of the Mishnah? What's the last word of the Mishnah? What does the word also generally mean? When we say also, we tell you Chumra Kula. Usually by saying the word also, we mean to tell you that something that would have been Mutter is going to be also. Right? That's not true, says Rashi. That's not what the Mishnah means. Because the Ran is right, says Rashi. The Ran's 100% right that the Mishnah can't mean that. What do you mean the Mishnah is telling you also? It was also before the second half of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah really means to tell you, Kloymar, is that instead of being the Shire before just on the Chaticha, we're going to change the Shia, we're going to make the Shia connect the entire Kedera, and if you fall short of the entire Kedera, then also. That's not the punchline of the Mishnah. Punchline of the Mishnah is not telling you an Isser. It was also way before Nir. The punchline of the Mishnah is to tell you a Heter. So that's Taka Kloymar. That's Taka Nath Pshat. That's not the simple Pshat. That's the textual Pshat in the Mishnah. But Rashi had no choice. Rashi had to say that. Why did Rashi was forced to say that? Because if you're not going to say Kloymar, you're not going to change Pshat, you're not going to go down the route of the Ran, you're going to be left with what? With what his grandchildren, his great, the Re was a great grandchild of Rashi. Rashi's daughter's son's daughter. I have to figure out who's who. The Re was Rebbe Natan's nephew. He was Rebbe Natan's sister's son. He was a great grandchild of Rashi. Says Rashi, somewhere down the line, someone's going to say pshat in this Mishnah, also meaning also kipshutai, which is a, if you learn pshat in the word also kipshutai and you don't change it to kloymar, then you're stuck and you're married to whose shop? Who are you mechuyif to hold hands with? To the Re's and Rabbi Natam's and Ein HaNesar. And you have to buy into this whole story of Ein HaNesar, which Rashi is saying in between the lines, is what? Is, what's the word we used for yesterday? It's incomprehensible. Because how in the world can Chatech Nas Nevela mean quantity, yeah, but what? But distance, no. So Rabbi Isai, we gave shiur for an hour today, plus, and we were exactly where we left off yesterday. We left off yesterday saying that the reiterating in times incomprehensible is as incomprehensible today as well. Now we have another, we have two Rishonim who are saying it's incomprehensible. We had a Ran, and we had a different Rashi. Who is the one who discovered this Rashi and put him on the team of the Ran? Anyone notice? I don't think I had this on the memory. It was the Ran himself. The Ran says, now that I'm telling you my Hoshtuk Teira, the Ran says, go back to the Mishnah and read Rashi and you'll see that Rashi meant what I said. That's exactly what the Ran meant. So Rabbi Isai, we have a lot of Rishonim ganging up on Tosis. On this Ein Hanesa. We know why Tosis said four kashas, but three out of four kashas, the Ran wasn't even Geiris. The Raya from Kufches, the Ran was able to do away with. Even the first half of what Tosis said, which sounds pretty obvious from the Gemara, the Ran said it just can't be true physically, and the Ran had razzled out the loop shots with the Gemara, which we did or didn't understand. But we're right back to where we left off. Same rut as yesterday, we don't understand Tosis. How you talking the Var Kazer that the Heftza becomes the Heftza shall listen vis-a-vis volume and not vis-a-vis distance? So, Rabbi Isai, hopefully, tomorrow we'll try to solve that problem.